Hi guys, welcome back to the third episode of Remembering 100 Years Through the Stories of the Suffragettes. Today we're going to be talking about Mary Church Terrell, who not only advanced equality for all women, but is especially important because she was one of the early pioneers for women of color. She was born in 1863 on September 23rd in Memphis, Tennessee. She was born into a wealthy family of former slaves, where her father was a self-made businessman and one of South Africa's African-American millionaires. Her mom was also enterprising and owned her own hair salon. Both parents strongly believed in women's education. And with their support, she attended Antioch College Laboratory in Ohio. In 1884, she became one of the first African-American women to earn a college degree. A few years later, at Oberlin College, she earned both bachelor's and master's degrees. In 1887, Terrell spent 2 years teaching at Wilberforce College. She also taught at a segregated high school for people of color. Mary met her future husband, Heberton Terrell, who was also a teacher and later became Washington, D.C.'s first black municipal judge. In 1891, they got married, started a family, and moved to Washington, D.C. Living directly in the heart of the movement, Mary quickly got involved. In 1892, Mary's close friend Thomas Moss was lynched in her hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, because of a business rivalry with a white competitor. This event sparked her activism. She joined Ida B. Wells Barnett in anti-lynching campaigns. From then on, she dedicated her life to the notion of racial uplift, the belief that people of color would help end racial discrimination by advancing themselves through education, work, and community activism. This was a strategy based on the power of equal opportunities. Mary believed that if one succeeds, the whole race would be elevated. In 1896, she helped found the National Association of Colored Women, where she served as president from the year 1896 to 1901. Leading with her famous words, quote, "lifting as we climb." As president, she campaigned tirelessly, among other organizations, writing and speaking. She also actively supported women's suffrage, but directed most of her campaigning towards black women. She also believed that elevating the status of black women was essential. So she joined the National Women's Party a few months later and picketed Wilson's White House. She fought hard for women's suffrage and civil rights because she belonged, quote, to the only group in this country that has two such huge obstacles to surmount, both sex and race. In 1909, she founded the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. In 1910, she co-founded the College Alumni Club, which she later renamed the National Association of University Women. Terrell became the first black member of this American association after winning an anti-discrimination lawsuit. In 1940, she published her own autobiography, A Colored Woman in a White World, which outlined her experiences with discrimination. Even at age 86, she continued challenging segregation in public places by protesting the John R. Thompson restaurant in Washington, D.C., after being refused service. She was victorious when in 1953, the Supreme Court ruled that segregated eating facilities were unconstitutional. This was a major breakthrough in the civil rights movement. Mary Church Terrell died in 1954, in Highland Beach, Maryland. With all the protests going on this very moment, ignited by the extremely horrific police brutality that killed George Floyd and many more, I can only imagine Mary's disappointment. If she were alive today, I am sure she would be at the head of the pack, using her powerful voice to speak out on this issue and continue her life's work of racial uplift. For our fourth and final episode of this series, we're going to be talking about Sarah Raymond, another woman who would truly remind us of this country's legacy of oppression and ongoing racial violence. See you next week. Thanks for listening.